Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yes. It's got to get better. Praise God. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, Atlanta. Good evening, ADM, Awaken Deliverance Ministry. Praise God. Giving honor to God who's ahead of my life on today. Praise God. I thank him. Praise God. Brought us through another day. Praise God. Only because of him. Nobody but God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Giving honor to Christ who's ahead of my life, to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer, to Pastor Cal, to the ADM frontline. God bless you on today. To the ADM members, God bless you. Amen. And now to our international partners on this evening, we thank God for you. Amen. United Kingdom, Norway, France, USA, praise God. Australia, amen. And how about a shout out to North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico, praise God, to Florida, the Caribbean Islands, to Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. God bless you on today. We thank you all for tuning in, praise God, and coming in, amen, to give God the glory and to get a word or a nugget as you see fit from the Lord this evening. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he done for me, don't you know my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for saving me. Praise God. I'm not a wretch anymore. I'm not a wretch anymore. I'm saved. I'm peculiar. Praise God. I'm a liberated person on today because of Jesus. He paid it all back on Calvary's cross. Every red cent, he paid it all. Don't owe nobody nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For us, for you, for me, for everybody. Praise God. He paid it. He paid the ultimate price. Greater love than this, that a man will lay down his life for his brother. Praise God. Am I my brother's keeper? Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Jesus kept us. He remembered us, protected us, praise God, and he delivered us. Aren't you glad that you're delivered on today? Aren't you glad that Jesus saw something special in you and called you out of darkness into the marvelous, marvelous light? Praise God. Amen. Amen. And we know that light and darkness cannot occupy the same area. Amen. For the light has the power over darkness. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that he's changed me. Praise God. I'm no longer the same. Praise God. My mind is changed. My heart has changed. Praise God. My talk has changed. My walk has changed. Praise God. He has delivered me, praise God, and changed me, and made me whole. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. And I say, yes, Lord. I say, yes, Lord. I say, yes, Lord, to every one of your wills, commandments, precepts, and principles. I say, yes, Lord God. Lord God, you're welcome. You're welcome, Lord God, into our hearts on today. You're welcome into our lives on today. Father God, you be in full control. And we thank you, Lord. And we praise you because of that change. Oh, glory. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where, saints, would we be? Oh, bless his holy name. God bless you on today. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come giving God the honor who's the head of my life. Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Sister Smith, Pastor Carol, everyone at ABM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, humble as we know how, thanking you just for another blessed day, God. Another blessed day that you allowed us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we realize, God, some of us didn't even deserve it, God, but we thank you for your love and your kindness, God, and your mercy, God, for giving us another opportunity, God. Oh, God, to praise you and to glorify your name, God, and come to your throne with repenting, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we say thank you for it all, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this day that you bless every ear that's tuned in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that it's so devotion, God, that something somebody here today, God, to give them a breakthrough. Somebody in the that needs a delivering, God, and a healing in our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, to say that you continually to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you be a mind regulator for us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we plead the blood to the Roche, the blood of Jesus today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, if it wasn't for you, God, in the Roche, God. Oh, we wouldn't be able to stand, God. If it wasn't for you, God, we couldn't be able to actually arrive in the Roche if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, God. We realize that it is the power in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God. Oh, Moshe, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you once again, God, for keeping us safe and sound, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you for our families, God, for our husbands, God, that you still have them in the palm of your hand, God. You're still, Lord Moshe, delivering, God. You're still saving our household, God. Oh, God, we thank you for walking down the aisles, Lord Moshe, a hospital, God. We realize that you're still healing, Lord Moshe, God. Oh, we thank you, God, Lord Moshe, God. We thank you, God, for being a heart fixer for somebody, God. Lord Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for somebody just coming up with Christ, God. Because you're the Liverpool, Lord Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue, God. We need to, Lord Moshe, be obedient unto your words, God, and to your leader, Lord Moshe. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us realize, Lord Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Plead the blood over tiredness to the Moshe today, God. We plead the blood over the Moshe. It's obedient spirit today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, the Moshe, as we pray today, God, as we pray on our bending knees, God, let us have someone in our heart because constantly praying and lifting them up to God. To realize, God, the Moshe, God, we need to shield our heart, God. That hate cannot get on the boat in. in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to shield our minds, God, with all kind of thoughts going to run through our minds. We bind the little shade mind that's running over, running miles and miles an hour, God. We speak of self-dying mind in Jesus today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for being the blood of our household, God. Because the little when the enemy wants to come in, he can't even come in. In the name of Jesus, God, the blood is over our house. We can't negotiate those at all, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We say hallelujah and still to you, God. Although what we've been through today, God, we can still say hallelujah, God. We realize victory in the Moshe. Victory is ours, God, in the Moshe. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We love you, Jesus, God. We love you, God. But you first love us, God. That was drawing us to you, God. Your love and your kindness. So we say thank you today, Lord, in spite of all, God. Oh, God, we just cry out to you today, God. Have mercy upon our soul, God. How about the God? Oh, God, have mercy upon us today, God. My soul yet still say yes to you, God. No matter the bullshit, God. No matter what comes, my soul still say yes to you, the bullshit, God. I've seen it, he comes to the bullshit. He's moving forward, out of the bullshit. Seeing who he can deceive, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God. He comes to the bullshit, God. Let us continue to push like never before. When we seem like we can't push, God, it ain't what we see, God, on the bullshit, but it's you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to stand tall in you, God. Strong in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter what the enemy brings, God. Oh, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. Continue to hold your ministry up to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, don't let them come down, God. Oh, the Boshe, God. Raising up a nation, the kind of Boshe. They're coming forth like never before. They're sick and tired of the enemy. He comes to Roboche. Come to fight. He comes to Roboche like never before. In the spirit, he comes to Roboche. In the name of Jesus, God. Pulling down every stronghold that he comes to Roboche, God. He comes to Roboche in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Roboche, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, God, but we know we can do all things through you that strengthen us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. You said, let the weak say, I am strong. So we are strong today in you, God. We're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Through the conduit of Oshay. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this day, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as the woman of God, thank you, Jesus, God. Let the woman of God come, oh God, with your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us open our heart and our mind to receive your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, these things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that the mother prayed, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. Only because of you, oh glory, hallelujah. God, because of you. Nobody else, Lord God, can to attend to our needs, oh God. Only you can do it, Lord God. Oh, bless your holy name. So as we press our face in, Lord God, and seek your face on today, Lord God. We ask that you have your way on today. Holy Spirit, move in us people on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Move, Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, and abide, oh Holy Spirit. Come right now. Come right now. Come right now, Holy Spirit. Let your train fill the places, oh God. Fill the hearts, oh God, of your people.
Have your way.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We need you right now. Hallelujah. Somebody needs a breakthrough.
Yes.
Somebody needs to be strengthened.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Somebody, Lord God, is at the point, at a decision, oh God, that they don't want to go on. Holy Spirit, come.
Yes,
strengthen
Lord.
Them right now.
Yes,
renew
Lord.
Their heart. Renew their mind. Renew
Lord,
their thought process,
Lord.
Holy Spirit, on today. Praise God.
Yes,
Lord God, we know.
Yes,
if they can take it, they can make it with your help, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Only you are the only one, oh God.
Right.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Don't wait, Holy Spirit.
We know that you're here. Come. Fill the need. Fill the void. Glory, hallelujah. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory. God, I feel you, Lord God. I feel your presence, Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, move. Move like never before.
Lord,
glory. Saturate us right now, Holy Spirit. Let our cups overflow with the anointing, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it overflow, Lord God. Right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Lord,
we thank you, Lord, for coming, Holy Spirit. We thank you. And we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to the Basanda. Glory to the Basanda, the Rapa. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up the hung down heads, oh God. Lift them up, oh God. Let them know, Lord God, that there's somebody, oh God, that they're a child of God. And there's no need to fear. There's no need to cry. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Just receive your love, your grace, your mercy. Receive your favor. Receive your anointing right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord God. Oh, bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for touching every man. Thank you for touching every heart. Thank you for touching every soul right now, Lord God. Thank you for giving, oh God, the anointing that they need, oh God. To bring them up, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we praise you, Lord, for that high elevation in you, Lord God. For that high elevation in you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing every cry, every prayer. Praise God. We thank you for hearing every petition, Lord God, every request, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And it's done. It's done, Lord. It's done, Lord. In Jesus' name, it's done. It's done. Now receive. Receive. Receive from the Lord. Receive. Receive from the Lord. Receive. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we can do nothing without you. Nothing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for doing all things.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
That you're ever so present.
Yes, Lord.
In our lives on today. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Moving on today. We thank you, Lord.
Oh,
bless your holy name. We bless your holy name.
Lord.
And we say yes, Lord, to your will. We say yes, Lord, to your way. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Oh, bless the holy name of the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for that prayer coming from our own Mother Jackson. How the Lord uses her. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just keep using the Lord God. To send the prayers up over us, your people, Lord God. That, Lord God, that we're prepared and that we receive. Oh, Father God, we thank you on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to move a little bit further. Praise God. Get your Bibles ready. Get your Bibles ready. Get your Bibles ready. At this time, we're going to have our own prophetess, Pastel, come and break the bread of life with us.
Amen.
Prophetess,
amen.
Pastel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a sweet prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What a sweet spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for bringing us higher, oh God. I just want to take the time for reverence to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your immaculate spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, spirit of excellence. I thank you, Lord. I give you that first of all to my Father, which is in heaven, him that has kept us. Hallelujah. Keeping us and that will keep us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your is journey. Give respect to Pastor Smith, to the ADM frontline, to the ADM family, to my pastor, my first lady. I give respect to them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And to our family, our friends throughout the nations and worldwide, I give thanks on this blessed day. Hallelujah. I give God praise and honor. Hallelujah. For his spirit is surely here and is ever present in this hour. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want us to turn to our book. Hallelujah, chapter of Genesis, hallelujah, the 22nd chapter. And I'm going to talk about obedience, hallelujah, in verse 2, the 22nd chapter of Genesis. Then he said, take these, your son, your only son, whom you so love, Isaac, and travel to the land of Moriah. And offer him up there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will designate to you. I'm going to drop down to the ninth verse. Finally, they reached the place that the true God had indicated to him. And Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac hand and foot and put him on the altar on top of the wood. Verse 10 said that Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But Jehovah's angel called to him from the heavens and said, Abraham, to which he answered, here I am. Then he said, do not harm the boy. Do not do anything to him. What kind of spirit was that Abraham was walking in? That he was going to lay a knife in his son's chest, his only son. He was walking in such obedience. I'm sure he did not even understand the instructions of God. But he willingly did it anyway. I want to talk about obedience tonight because we as people of God struggle with this attribute. We struggle with this. We fight with it because obedience is the thing that destroys the flesh. Subjecting ourselves to the word of God destroys the flesh. And it's because obedience is such a hard thing, it takes faith to walk in obedience. It takes great faith of knowing that God is continually there, that it is his word. And I tell God all the time, not my will, Lord, but your will. Not my desires, Lord, but your desires. Not my wants, but yours, Lord. Because obedience is a very hard thing. It's not easy. And people of God, we got to get to a level where we are obedient to the word of God. We are obedient to his spirit. We are submissive to the word of God. We are effective when we walk in obedience. We are powerful when we walk under the spirit of obedience. The most powerful woman is a woman that can submit. We can submit. You can submit to leadership and instructions. You are powerful because it takes a level of humility to submit. How do you be obedient? By reading the word of God. The books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, the prophets, hallelujah, they teach us the parables and the way that Jesus walked on the earth. Romans, Acts, the books of Paul teach us statutes and principles, and he corrects the church. Correction, understanding the word and its principles, brings you to a level of obedience. Abraham was about to kill his only son. If you look at the second verse, he said, the one that you love, your only, whom you love, Isaac. What kind of faith is that? What kind of love? What kind of obedience is that to bring your only child to the altar? Because God said, make me a burnt sacrifice. God tells me to go in to do things, to go pray, to go read. We can't even do that right. Abraham was willing to take his only son. The word of God says that obedience. Hebrews 5:8 says, although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. That's what the word of God said about Jesus. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things that he suffered. Jesus had a choice. God gives us choice. He is sovereign and he has given us choice. He is very sovereign in all his ways. And because of that, he gives us the innate power of choice. Who do you choose today? How do you choose to walk this journey? How do you choose to live this life? You cannot love two gods. You got to either serve the world or you serve God.
Amen.
God is asking us. He is calling us higher. He is calling us higher. Put away the things that takes you, that stumbles you. Glory be to God. Put the things away that stumbles you from the will of God, that stumbles you from the walk of God. Put them away. Be obedient to the voice of God. He is calling us higher. My family are Jehovah's Witnesses. And nothing that my belief does not concord with theirs. And I had to answer the call, whether my mother liked it, whether my father liked it, whether my brother liked it. I had to answer the call of God. I had to submit myself to the call of God because I love him. The word of God says in Matthew 10:35, for I have come to cause division with a man against his father and daughter, against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He said, I am not come to bring peace. Glory be to God. But I come to bring the sword. The sword, he said, that is sharper than any two-edged sword. In this comes correction. In this walk comes discipline. In this walk Shatarabakoya, walked it, hallelujah, in the power and the authority of the living God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank God that I have been afflicted. Sukorabakoya. How would I have known him if I had not been afflicted? Some of us are not breathing air anymore. We're breathing grace. When we hear the stories of the parishioners and the people of God, we say, wow, it is only by God's hand that we are here today. Not by our own hands, but by God's hands alone. What is it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The sergeant with excellence. What is it? Hallelujah. To put away. Hallelujah. To put away the things. Hallelujah. That he has talked to you and continually to talk to you about. What is it? Hallelujah. To walk up right before the Lord. Obedience is not an easy thing. This word, this walk is not an easy walk. You have a choice. You can either choose to live with God or you can choose to go somewhere else. You cannot serve two gods. A servant cannot have two masters. He will either love one or hate the other. Shanda. I choose to love God tonight. Hallelujah. Who do you choose to serve? Who do you answer the call to? Who do you obey? Who do you do it for? Do you do it for the love of your father, the love of your sister, or you do it because God said it, because he called you?
Yeah.
The Bible said that he called us and we know ourselves. How honored is that? To have the Lord call us. The enemy has not come to play with us. You want to see him playing? Take a look at the times that we are in. He said he comes to seek, destroy, and devour. Pick up your sword, saints of God. Be obedient and submissive to the will of God. Hallelujah. And that's what I come to say to my brothers and sisters tonight. That God will continue to keep us. He will continue to watch over us and guide us. Isaiah 1:18 says, if ye be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. That's not my word. That's the God's word. I give praise and thanks tonight for my time on the airway. I hope that someone was blessed, moved, and someone would say yes tonight. Say yes to the Lord tonight. Say yes to him. Hallelujah. Answer the call. Answer the call. Hallelujah. Answer the call. I come only. Hallelujah. I'm passing through this world. This is not my home. Glory be to God. If my children don't come, if they don't be obedient to come, then that's fine. I will go. Hallelujah. Where the husband comes or not, I will go. Be obedient to the call. Be obedient to the will of God. Hallelujah. Servant of the Most High and Living God. We are a beacon to the earth. The Bible says that we are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. The Savior. We are the Savior. The Savior. We are the salt, the Savior of the earth. Where there is no salt in any ingredient or any dish, it has no taste. We are a chosen vessel. We are to answer the call. And when we answer the call, answer it in love and obedience. Let us not stagger to the left and get weary, but let's continue, hallelujah, to carry our brothers and sisters in Christ, hallelujah, who are weary, hallelujah. We must carry them. We must lift them up. We must pray, hallelujah. We must be our brother's keepers. Where there is no counsel, the people perish, but there is plenty counsel here. And that's why we are so blessed. I thank God for my opportunity tonight. I pray that someone was blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Hand it over to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, prophetess. Praise God.
Amen.
What a word. What a word.
Mm.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know somebody got something out of that. I know I did. Praise God. Amen.
Jesus, amen. 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 Amen.
Talking about obedience, praise God.
Amen.
Obedience.
Yes, Lord.
A word that eludes a lot of us. A word that if we don't keep it in the right perspective and do it, gets us in trouble. Praise God. But obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't sacrifice your obedience for nothing or nobody. Praise God. I heard her say, be consistent. God wants us to be consistent in our servitude to him and mankind. Praise God. We can't be like chaff in the wind, floating back and forth, no direction, no position, no alignment. We got to have a stable environment. Where do we get that stable environment from? The word of the living God.
Amen.
Praise God. Be obedient. That's for all of us. Be obedient.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Be consistent. Oh, bless his holy name. And she said a few other things. She said, submit. When you submit something, that means you bring it to yield. So you submitting yourself to God to be obedient.
Amen.
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 Amen. And to be consistent. You're submitting yourself. Amen.
Yes,
Abraham.
Yes,
Abraham. He didn't want to take his son to that altar. But he did it because you know what? He knew that he had to obey God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because
Amen.
If he hadn't obeyed God, praise God, look at the circumstances that would have happened otherwise. And I'm here to tell you, they wouldn't have been productive. They wouldn't have been, praise God, consistent with what God would have us to live. Praise God, by disobedience, by disobeying God. Amen.
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 Praise God. She said that some of us was breathing grace. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Breathing grace. Most of us are breathing God's mercy and his grace.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See, because we don't have nothing else to operate on. Before we came to the Lord, we didn't operate on everything else.
Yeah.
Praise God. But the word of God.
Amen.
So now, we can operate in sweet communion and knowing that God gives us his grace and his mercy that
Amen.
Is sufficient. Because we are being obedient. Because we're being consistent. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, man, she just brought it right down the highway, right down the middle. Praise God.
Amen.
And if you can't see nothing in the middle of the road, praise God. Going to have to go somewhere and get your eyes checked. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. The word is there.
Jesus.
And if you don't understand the word, you got to go somewhere and get close to the fire. Some of the
Amen.
Most experienced saints, when you go to the house of God, Amen. When you call your battle button or your buddy or your prayer partner,
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But most of all, going to the Lord God himself and say, Lord, I don't understand. Could you help my misunderstanding? He'll
Amen.
Clear it up. He will clear
yes,
it up.
Will. Yes,
Amen.
Will. Amen.
Amen. Sometimes
Amen.
You can't go to no in-house lawyer. You
Amen.
Got to go to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They say, get it from the horse's mouth. Go to God.
Amen.
When you read your word and you don't understand, he'll give you understanding.
Amen.
He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you knowledge in his word. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Well, Pastor, I done tried that. Well, maybe the next thing you need to do is get your mind right. Praise God. Get your mind off of those things that don't mean nothing to God. And get your mind on God. Amen. See, once you transition your mind over and give it to the Lord, amen. Praise God. He will carry you through. Amen. He will give you understanding. Amen. He will give it to you. Amen. When you go to church on Sundays and you get the word, you write the words down, don't just go home and leave them in there till the next Sunday. Praise God.
Amen.
Go get your Bible, get your concordance. Amen. And some people even go on Google and Google some things. Praise God. But you get it right so that you know that you know that you know that you know. Praise God. Won't be no misunderstanding. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ignorance of God's word, praise God, is no excuse. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Got too many tools, too many other brothers and sisters in the Lord and leaders out there that can help you in the word. Amen.
Amen.
But Paul said, I wouldn't have you ignorant, brothers and sisters. I'm just not gonna do it. So on today, submit yourselves. On today, be obedient. On today, be consistent. Amen. Pick up your sword, as the prophetess said, praise God, and get ready to do battle. Amen.
Amen.
When the enemy try to bring something your way, and he run past you, swat him one time with that sword. Amen.
Amen.
If he comes back by, swat him again with the other side of that sword. Praise God.
Amen.
That is the word of God. Hallelujah. He can't get past that because God is so wide, you can't get around.
Amen.
He is so high, you can't get over him. He is so low, you can't get under him.
So
but
true.
You know what?
Amen.
You got to come in at the door.
Praise
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On this day, praise God. Will you submit?
Yes.
Will you submit? Praise God. And when you submit, take action. Take action.
Amen.
And God will truly bless you. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But just like Abraham, God put his son on the altar. Amen. And his son had to go through, praise God, on the altar and give up his life for you, you, and me. That's what he did. Praise God. His son had to do it in order to save humanity. God's sheep, the son, had to give his life as a ransom, and he paid it all. By the blood. Oh, yes, it was the blood. The blood.
Amen.
That saved me. Oh, glory.
Thank you.
Think about it. Somebody give their life up for you. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God for my salvation. Amen. Amen. And we got to understand something. She said something else. That Jesus, praise God, is the author of salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. He's the author of it. Amen. Amen. And it's free.
Amen.
Don't cost nothing. But confession by the mouth of accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life.
Amen.
If you have not done it on today, if you have not done it, will you do it on today? Hey, glory, hallelujah. Will you do it today? Praise God. If you backed away and backslid, will you come back on? Will you come back on today? Mm-hmm. Will you come back on today?
Yes.
And say, Lord, I've sinned. I've sinned against you. I've sinned against myself. Forgive me, Lord, of all of my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me. Make me whole again, Lord. Lord, I accept you as Lord and Savior in my life on today.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord, for my new life. I thank you, Lord, for my new inheritance in Christ Jesus. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And not only that, Jesus said he will send a comforter. Amen. He will send a comforter to each and every one of us. Amen. Praise God. That has given our life over to Christ.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is say, Lord, I'm your child. Jesus is my Lord. Praise God. You said in your word that I could receive the special gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Lord, I'm asking now, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Fill me now. Fill me now that I may edify God and magnify myself. Holy Spirit, I thank you for coming into my life. I thank you that I do speak in other tongues and the Spirit give me the utterance in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now pray in your prayer language. Glory to Roboshanda. Hereboshata. And God, I thank you, Lord, for saving them. I thank you, Lord, for filling them, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for receiving them back, Lord God, unto you, Lord God, the author and the finisher of their faith. In Jesus' name, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Well, praise God. God has really done something on tonight. Praise God. Are you a prayer? Or are you someone just go to lay there? You just can't lay there. Get up.
Amen.
Put your war clothes on. Amen.
Amen.
Get ready for the battle. Amen.
Amen.
And enter not into temptation, but get ready to enter the battle. Praise God. Praise God. We know that the battle is the Lord's. Amen. But he gives us the tools to fight when we need to fight.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Put your war clothes on. I hear the war cry. Saints.
Yes.
Can't you hear it? The war
hallelujah.
Cry. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. We thank you.
And
we praise you on tonight.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to be here tonight with you. We thank God for our pastor, praise God, and First Lady that allowed us to come forward on tonight. And we hope that everybody got something on tonight.
Amen.
Out of this broadcast from the Word of God in Jesus' name. Now, don't forget the family prayer. Jesus is going to meet you there. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you also, saints, don't forget, amen, look at that church calendar and the things
amen.
That we have going on, govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Men, don't forget, this Saturday, our men's breakfast fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, grab somebody, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, an associate, a business partner.
Amen.
And at 11 a.m. on Sunday, praise God, you come. You come. The
Amen.
Crown Plaza Hotel, 1325 Virginia Avenue. Amen. You come.
Amen.
And you'll be blessed. Praise God. And don't forget, amen, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., praise God. And then again that evening at 7 p.m., where our own Mother OG Helen will come, praise God, and give us a drive-by or a sit-down. But however she's going to give it to us, just get ready. Praise God.
Man.
Until we meet again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God loves you, and so do I.
Amen.
Talk to you for a while. Well, I've been up, I've been down, I've been level to the ground. All of my days haven't all been sunshine, causing every life. Surely some rain must fall. Oh, you've been good. They used to borrow things from us too. We used to buy ice by the whole block, 'cause the old refrigerator wouldn't even freeze.